Well, shalom and welcome to the third hour of, 3 hours of Jewish soul music. As regular listeners are aware, a couple of weeks ago, I began the first of 8 programs that were produced by Professor Howard Rothman in 1993. This evening, on this third hour, we'll be featuring the special Jewish wedding segment of the series.
Welcome to Songs of a People, an 8-part series that will survey Jewish music, coming to you on WUFT-FM and sponsored by the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation and Classic 89. Someone somewhere said that music is what makes the world go round. Reb Nachman of Bratslav, the great Hasidic master of the mystical, said that every bit of wisdom in the world has its own melody. Jewish music and song has reflected the culture, the geographical environment, and ethnic idioms of the areas in which Jews resided. During the next few weeks, this series of programs will attempt to present some of this diversity to you. Jewish songs sing of everything: God in creation, the Messiah in the world to come, the joys and anguish of living and of dying, courtship, love and marriage, the heartbreak of loss and separation, about hunger and loneliness, about pogroms, destruction, and the ghetto, of work and study, of fortune, mazel, and misfortune, shlemazel, of Talmud and mysticism, of the holy Sabbath and the holy days. Many of the songs are in minor keys. Minor harmonies, with their evocation of mystery and uncertainty, reflects the suffering and insecurities of the Jews living in the diaspora. The sorrow of the minor harmony is often lightened by the lyrical sweetness of the melodies. Our first program is an invitation to a Jewish wedding. It is said that no act is disgraceful that tends to promote the happiness and peace of husband and wife. The Zohar, the basic work of the Kabbalists, the Jewish mystics, describes each soul and spirit prior to its entering this world as consisting of a male and a female united into one. When the soul and spirit descend into this world, the two parts separate into two different bodies to be reunited again in marriage into its own complete entity. This potential union is influenced by the deeds of the two people. If the conduct is pleasing to God, the component parts are reunited. The Zohar says that the spirit, the presence of God, can rest only upon a married person, because the unmarried are but half an entity, and the presence of God does not rest on that which is imperfect. The Hebrew word for marriage is kiddushin, sanctification. On the day of the wedding, the bride and groom are supposed to fast, since all of the people's previous sins are forgiven at this event. The fast is to help them reflect on their past conduct and pray for a happy future life together. The custom of wearing white derives from the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." The ceremony begins with the signing of the marriage contract by the groom. The contract specifies the responsibility of the husband. This is followed by the veiling of the bride by the groom, called badekin. The processional then takes place where the bride and groom are led to the marriage canopy, the chuppah, a symbol of their new home. All the guests are invited. All the relatives, living and dead, are called as witness to the happy event. Following the ceremony, the guests are invited to make merry at a sumptuous feast. The first song we'll hear, Golden Wedding, played by Andy Statman's Klezmer Orchestra, sets the mood for a Jewish wedding. We'll follow this with Tumbalalaika. One of the prize qualities looked for in a mate is that of intellect and scholarship, even above beauty. The young man asks his girl some riddles. What can grow without rain? What can burn without end? What can cry without tears? she answers. A stone grows without rain, love burns without end, and the heart cries without tears. Tum balalaika. Listen to Herschel Bernardi sing one of the most popular Jewish songs.
Bucher in Ertracht, Ertracht in Tracht, a ganze Nacht. Wemen se nemmen, in it verschämen. Wemen se nemmen, in it verschämen. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, laika. Spiel Balalaika, Tumbalalaika, Freilich soll sein. Mädel, Mädel, ich will dir fragen, wo's kann wachsen, wachsen und regen, wo's kann brennen, in nicht aufhören, wo's kann denken, weinen und tränen. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, laika. Spiel, bala, laika. Tumbala, laika. Freilich soll sein. Narrische Buche, wo's darfst du fragen? Stehen kann wachsen, wachsen und regen. A Liebe kann brennen und nicht aufhören. A Herz kann denken, weinen und tränen. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, 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 laika. Tumbala, laika, spiel, bala, laika. Tumbala, laika, Trailer soll sein.
We've just heard Golden Wedding, performed by Andy Statman and his Klezmer Orchestra, and Tumbalalaika, sung by Herschel Bernardi. Our next two pieces greet the groom and the bride. Kabbalah's Panim Chassan, Greeting the Groom, played by Rudy Tappel on the clarinet with his orchestra. This features a Hasidic melody popular with the Lubavitch Hasidim. The atmosphere, as you will hear, is very lively. Kabbalah's Panim Kala, greeting the bride. The bride, sitting on a throne-like chair in a room separate from the groom, greets her female guests. The atmosphere is more sedate than that for the groom. We'll hear Andy Statman and his klezmer orchestra.
Thank you.
just heard Greeting the Groom, played by Rudy Tappella on the clarinet, and Greeting the Bride, played by Andy Statman and his Klezmer Orchestra. Our next two pieces concern the bride. The veiling of the bride, called Badekin. The groom and his party come in to place the veil over the bride's face. They march into the accompaniment of a tune that was used by Napoleon's troops as they marched victoriously through Russia in 1812. The head of the Lubavitch Hasidim heard this tune in hope that Napoleon's army would liberate the Jews from the oppression of life under the Tsar. He incorporated this melody into the weddings of that time. Rudy Tappell and his orchestra play. Our next piece, The Procession. As the bride walks towards the marriage canopy, the chuppah, the strains of Yedid Nefesh, Beloved of My Soul, are heard, played by one of the great modern-day klezmorim, Giora Feidman. Just heard Music for the Veiling of the Bride, played by Rudy Tappell and his orchestra, and then Yedid Nefesh, played by Giora Feidman on the clarinet. During the ceremony, several blessings are proclaimed. The seventh blessing derives from the prophet Jeremiah, who after the destruction of the temple prayed to God, "May there soon be heard in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride." At the conclusion of the ceremony, A glass is broken to remind all present of the destruction of the temple. Other reasons are that the breaking of the glass reminds us of the fragility of marriage, which can be destroyed by one act of intolerance, unfaithfulness, or anger. The recessional immediately following the breaking of the glass signals the beginning of unrestrained merrymaking and dancing. The Nagino Orchestra plays some popular favorites. Just heard the Nagino Orchestra playing some dance favorites. With the party going on, the bride and groom spend some private time together and break their fast. a popular song with words from the prophet Malachi, proclaims, "Behold, I send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and awesome day of the Lord arrives," speaking of the coming of the Messiah, "and I will reconcile the fathers with their children and the children with their fathers." Shelley Lang sings.
Kishol deyach lochem es Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol veharoro hinei ano kishol deyach lochem es Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo yom Hashem hagadol veharoro veishiv levavos alevavos albonim.
Just heard Shelley Lang singing of the prophet Elijah. As the bride and groom join their guests, they are swept up into the dancing. We'll hear the Nagina Orchestra again playing some very popular dance favorites, And then one of the popular hot tunes of Israel that have been incorporated into the wedding culture. The following song is called Abani Bi. It's the Hebrew equivalent of Pig Latin and talks of the special language of love. Shelley Lang sings.
Abani pia bo ebe. Abani pia bo ebe bo bo taba. Abani pia bo ebe. Abani pia bo ebe bo bo taba. Abani pia bo ebe. Abani pia bo ebe bo bo taba. Abani pia bo ebe. Abani pia bo ebe bo bo taba. Kishayino yeladim. Ahavnu besode sodot. היינו נחמדים רק לדודים ולדודות והבנות המסכנות סבלו המתוקות הם רק מכות קיבלו ואת מה שהרגשנו באמת רחשנו רק בשפת המת אבא אני בי אבו
אבא
אבא אני בי אבו Ahava ומהו העולם שלוש מילים וזה מה שאני מרגיש כעת ממש נועה בשפת הבית אבא אני בי אבו אבא אבא אני בי אבו אבא בבו טבח אבא אני בי אבו אבא אבא אני בי אבו אבא בבו טבח אבא אני בי אבו אבא אבא אני בי אבו אבא בבו טבח
The Nagina Orchestra played Wedding Favorites and Shelley Lang sang Abani Bi. A Time for Nostalgia provides a short respite as Giora Feidman plays Tears of Joy for the Bride, composed by the modern Israeli composer Yisachar Miron. Our next song shows that the respite is short-lived as the father of the bride leaps up to joyously sing the Mizinka Oiske Gabin, My Youngest Daughter is Married. Dance higher, better. God has made me great, so rejoice, children, all night long. My youngest daughter is married tonight. Isaac, you good for nothing. Grandmother is getting up to dance. Long may she live. Just look how she hops and sets her feet. Oh, what joy. Oh, what gladness. My youngest daughter is married tonight. Theodore Bikel sings.
Thank you.
Wesser, Wesser, die Rot mag Gresser. Bräusert mich Gott gemacht, gleich hat er mir gewacht. Holt Kinder die ganze Nacht, die wir sind gehuis gegeten, die wir sind gehuis gegeten. Starker Freilich, du die Malke, ich der Meile. Ai, 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 ich allein hab mit meinen Augen gesehen, wie Gott ist mir Matzlio gewähnt. Die Besinke ist gegeten, die Besinke ist gegeten. Itzig, spitzig, was schweigst du mitten schmitzig? Oif die Klezmer geber, geschreit sie, spiel, seit sie schlafen, sei, reiß dies drin, es alle auf zwei, die wir sind geus gegeben, die wir sind geus gegeben. Eisig, mazig, die Babbe geht da gazig, in meine Horre seht, nur seht, wie sie tuppet, wie sie dreht, aja Simche, aja Freit, die Mesinke, ois gege, die Mesinke, ois gege. Motel Rebschimmen, die Romeleitzenen ungekimmen, stellt vor sie dem schönsten Tisch, teire Weinen, teire Fisch. Komm, mein Tochter, gib mir ein Kisch, die wir sind geus gegeten, die wir sind geus gegeten. Die wir sind geus gegeten.
Tears of Joy for the Bride, composed by Yisachar Miron and played by Gira Feidman, followed by Die Mesinke ois gegeben, My Youngest Daughter is Married, sung by Theodor Bikel. The next song is dedicated to the matchmaker, the shadchan, who used to be a principal in most Jewish traditional weddings. Gira Feidman plays the clarinet. Following that, who else must be honored at a Jewish wedding? The mother-in-law, Machatenista Mina, mother-in-law mine, dear mother-in-law. Let's forever be good relations. Today I give away my daughter to your son. See that she shall not be shamed. Mother-in-law mine, dear mother-in-law, today I give my daughter away. And should you turn out to be a shrew, remember, my daughter can give as good as she gets. Theodor Bikel once again sings.
Auf ewig Machatonim, wir werden heint auf ewig Machatonim. Ich gehe bei euch weg, mein Tochter fahr a Schnur, sie soll bei euch nicht anwerden, das Bonim.
dich gehebeich weg, mein Tochter verrasch nun, sie soll bei euch nicht ungern das Pony. Machetein ist die meine, machetein ist die Getreie, ihr sollt mein Tochter frie nicht euch wecken. Ihr sollt mein Tochter frie nicht euch wecken. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, an Avle euch mein Kind, wie an eigene Mamme sollt ihr das verdecken. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, an Avle euch mein Kind, wie an eigene Mamme sollt ihr das verdecken. Machet ein, ist ne meine, machet ein, ist ne Getreie. Euf Kinder hoben, tut mein Blut vergießen. Euf Kinder hoben, tut mein Blut vergießen. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, als der Sohn hat lieb die Schnur, er soll es sei, gar nicht vergrießen. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, als der Sohn hat lieb die Schnur, er soll es sei, gar nicht vergrießen. Machet ein, ist die meine, machet ein, ist die Getreie. Ich gib euch ein Tag weg, mein Tochter Rico. Ich gib euch ein Tag weg, mein Tochter Rico. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, a Schlag ab eise Schwieger. To wies mein Tochter euch nicht kein Antico. Und Tomer wird ihr sein, a Schlag ab eise Schwieger. To wies mein Tochter euch nicht kein Antico.
Giora Feidman played a tribute to The Matchmaker and Theodor Bekel sung Machateneste Meine. The feasting is just about over. Dessert is being served. The Jewish wedding represents a continuity connecting the present with the past and the future. Zadi, grandfather, is remembered, and Shelley Lang sings as he reflects on his grandfather.
My Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee. And he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke with a bitter memory. And he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burned down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, and Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. And he spoke about our slavery in Egypt, and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, and summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. When I came back home, they said, Zadie's gone. And all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish like my Zadie was. And no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh, and Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made us Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I loved him so. And Sadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children stand in front of me. Who will be the Sadie of my children? Who will be their Sadie if not me? Who will be the Sadies of our children? Who will be their Sadies if not we? But Sadie made us laugh, and Sadie made us sing, and Sadie made a kiddish Friday night. Sadie, oh my Sadie, how I love him so. And Sadie used to teach me wrong from right. But Sadie made us laugh, and Sadie made us sing, and Sadie made a Seder Pesach night. Me wrong from right.
Zadie, Grandfather, sung by Shelley Lang. Dessert is finished. Everyone is sated. One last frenzy of dancing will take place until, finally, the party is over. Everyone is exhausted. The bride and groom have gone, and it is time to escort the in-laws home. The dancing is subdued, and the revelers limp along to the rhythms of this Romanian melody played by the klezmorim. Firindi Machatuna Mahem, Escorting the In-Laws Home, a classic tune composed by the great klezmer clarinetist Naftali Brandwine in the 1920s. Here, performed by the klezmorim. If you have any comments concerning this program, please direct them to Classic 89, 2206 Weimer Hall, University of Florida, Gainesville, Florida, 32611. This is Howard Rothman saying goodnight. You've been listening to Songs of the People on Classic 89 WUFT-FM in Gainesville.